Hi, this is Tracy. I am here to talk about covert narcissists because I always hear like people getting very confused. We tend to think, before we get educated, we tend to think of a narcissist as sort of a flamboyant, loudmouthed, egocentric millionaire jerk. No, I'm just kidding. We tend to think of a narcissist with a personality that is very overt, where we can see it. We can see them doing these things that show that they have no empathy. We tend to do things and think of narcissists as showy. We can tell a narcissist when they've got a personality like we're seeing on the grand stage of the world right now. Those kind of overt narcissists are what we normally think about before we learn,
right?
But covert narcissists are people that are charming. They have great jobs. They may be successful. They may be popular and have lots of friends. And they seem like a really normal person. And to the public, they are. Everything they do, the public and your friends, your family, they see them as this godlike person that, yes, you saw that same thing in the beginning or you wouldn't have been with them. They con people into thinking how wonderful they are. They also tell people how wonderful they are. So there's a red flag right there. If someone is always telling you how wonderful or how charitable or, you know, just screaming about their accolades that they've done in life all the time, that's kind of a weird thing. It's not a normal sign, but you can start to see that. They say that narcissists wear a mask. They actually create different identities depending on who they're speaking with. And this I know for sure. 3X had multiple personalities and would sometimes forget the role he was in when he was with me. And I didn't know that, of course, until the end. I didn't know, of course, there were other roles at the same time either. But what I want to talk about is my 10-year marriage. And while we're talking about covert narcissists, I wouldn't have guessed in a million years. I thought that he treated me really well. I really thought he loved me. And I think that's the hard part to understand. He showed me love every day. I'd talk to him 10 times a day. Maybe not even that much, but a lot. Everything we did, we planned together. We went food shopping together. We were inseparable and, to the outside, pretty happy. And that's what people wonder. I've been married to this man for 18 years. How could he be a narcissist? Well, we learn the most about someone in the end. In the beginning of any relationship, doesn't matter if you're with a narcissist, there's love bombing, there's charm, there's getting to know someone, and you're putting your best foot forward. You're not disagreeing with them. You're not causing troubles and arguments. You're not telling them that they're stupid or the things that later come out to degrade us and to knock us down and lose our self-control and our self-dignity. You're going to see that behind closed doors. The people on the outside are still going to see that amazing husband of 18 years. And that's what's going to be the hardest part. Because when they change, when they flip, and they've decided you are no longer a supply, that is when the narcissist, like, drops his mask and the real him comes out. The real her comes out. And they're gangsters. They don't care about you. They're fighting for whatever they want to fight for. Whether it's in a divorce, I want to fight for all the money. You bitch, you're not getting anything. I've paid your way all this time. They want to fight for your kids just to piss you off. So that's when we start to look at this and say, they're showing narcissistic behaviors. Maybe your therapist, maybe your counselor, maybe your lawyer has directed you to learn more about a narcissist because you were fooled. You were fooled because they are covert. And if you start to look deep into scenarios that happened in your life while you were together, you'll start to see patterns that you didn't see before that were verbal abuse, put downs. Not all narcissists are mean all the time, but it's a slow drip when it's a covert, just to get you into control and to see that you are playing along with the rules that they've put into effect. So covert narcissists, we just don't know who they are, and we have to be careful. How do we protect ourselves? Well, that's easy. Jump off a bridge. That's bad, sorry. How do we protect ourselves? We pay attention. We listen to their actions and their words. And their words have to equal their actions. They say they'll be there at 8, they better be there at 8. If they blow you off and don't get there till 9, they've disrespected you. And you accepting that and still going out to dinner because they came an hour late is bad on you. New guy, don't do it. You show up when you're supposed to, or you don't deserve to see me. Have self-love enough to say, that's not cool, and I don't agree with that. So we protect ourselves by seeing the patterns and making sure that we're not conned. Also ask them, just how was your last relationship? I really want to know. And it's one thing for them to tell you that they had a crazy ex, psycho, bitch, alcoholic, slut wife. And it's another thing to, that in itself, let's talk about that for a second. That in itself is like a horrible thing. If you were married to her for 18 years and you're calling her a psycho bitch, slut, then what kind of person were you? She's the mother of your children. Do you not see that it might have ended badly, but was she always a psycho bitch? Why did you stay for 18 years, right? There's a flag in there for us to think about when they say those sort of things. Now, the other part of understanding and seeing is to believe that if they say something and they do the opposite, for example, saying that you're an honest person and that you would never do anything wrong, and yet you're trying to obliterate your ex-wife in court. That doesn't make sense. To me, these are things I'm going to look out for and make sure that they don't happen again, because actions do speak louder than words. But we have to sometimes look past the words, because the words can be so charming and sweet and no more words. That's all I got. This is Tracy. Subscribe to my channel. I look forward to seeing you again soon. If you like these videos and feel like you are in a position to even give a dollar, support me at patreon.com, Tracy A. Malone. I'd appreciate it. I'd like to keep on making these videos, and you guys have a great day. Thanks.